This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The thing about inflation is that it affects everybody. Not evenly, to be sure, but everybody nonetheless. It affects businesses, too. Companies have to make price and cost calculations for whatever kinds of widgets they sell or services that they offer, but also about the people that they pay. And that's a cost calculation, too, as they try to keep workers in what is a very worker-friendly economy right now. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
A little over a year ago, St. Louis software developer Jeannie Lin took a new job and a small pay cut to do work that felt more meaningful, teaching programming to non-traditional students at a nonprofit. But then inflation started making that small pay cut feel bigger.
I've got children, I've got, you know, a family of four to feed, and so food costs, just everything is a little bit tighter.
So she was pleasantly surprised when she opened her company's weekly all-staff email late last month.
And then this one was discussing the inflation concerns, and there was not a bunch of, like, let's all talk, what would help you? It was just, here, this is what we're doing.
The company gave all employees a larger-than-expected annual raise and a one-time bonus to help with rising costs.
And I was like, wow, I should read these bulletins all the time. This is great news.
A recent survey from the Society for Human Resource Management found about three-quarters of HR departments are concerned about how inflation is affecting their workforce. And we've seen big companies like Microsoft, Walmart, and Exxon give mid-year pay bumps this summer. Jill Chapman with HR services firm Insperity says some have simply moved up the pay increases that typically come at year end, hoping inflation will calm down.
They've just flipped the calendar a little bit and let's go ahead and help people now rather than waiting.
Not all businesses are in a position to permanently increase pay. She says many are being squeezed by inflation themselves.
You know, if people really want to get clever and creative, you know, there are lots of perks that you can offer.
Things like extra paid time off, childcare, free lunches. One business even considered Costco memberships. Luke Pardue is an economist with Gusto, a payroll and benefits platform that serves small businesses.
Despite a lot of this economic uncertainty right now, workers still are in the driver's seat of this labor market.
And the driver's seat is where they often need help. He says over the last year, gas stipends from companies on the platform have become bigger and more common, expanding beyond transportation and logistics to industries like leisure and hospitality.
Where the number of job openings is still historically high, where the job market is particularly tight, and where these employees aren't necessarily able to work remotely as often.
But these kinds of small gestures can get even smaller after taxes, and can sometimes feel downright insulting if a company has neglected bigger issues, says David Buckmaster, the author of Fair Pay and a former compensation analyst at Nike and Starbucks.
I can remember one very large retailer that, you know, there was a huge backlash because they launched a meditation app, you know, and there's this whole like response to say, you know, we didn't want a meditation app. We wanted to be able to pay our rent.
For employees like Jeannie Lin, sometimes a simple message speaks loudest.
Like all the warm and fuzzy messages cannot compare with, I know something that'll help. Here's some more money. Thank you. That really does help.
Even more, she says, because she didn't have to ask for it. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.